Blackballed by Chris Thompson.
About.
Have you seen my cufflinks?
Which cufflinks?
Oh, you know very well which cufflinks.
Oh, you mean your tomato cufflinks?
They are not tomatoes, Marjorie. They're cricket balls.
They look like tomatoes.
They were presented to me by the Cricket Lovers Society, as well you know. They mean a lot to me.
It's a pity you didn't think about that before.
What do you mean?
I mean before you flushed them down the loo.
What?
3 weeks ago, after that fundraising dinner. You dropped them down the toilet. You
Marjorie?
So you flushed them away. Like you do with anything unpleasant.
You've made this up, haven't you?
Oh, how could anybody in their right mind think of a daft tale like that?
I don't remember.
You wouldn't. Any road, Jack, I can't think why you bother with cufflinks. They've invented buttons, you know.
You know, I like to look right. Certain occasions I like to look right, and tonight's the AGM.
So it is. I suppose occasions don't come any more certain than that. They seem to come round so quick. I could count my life by them, except I'd feel so damn old. Oh,
you didn't used to be this cynical, you know, Marjorie.
That must have been before you'd done 10 years as chairman of the cricket committee. Suppose you'd be elected again.
If offered the post, I will accept, yes. If that is the wish of the meeting.
You make it sound like an honour.
I happen to think it is.
Then how come there's no other mugs clamouring to grasp it?
Has it ever occurred to you, Marjorie, that I might actually do a good job? That my fellow members might be in no hurry to replace me?
I think they know when they're on to a good thing.
Yeah, there's no point talking to you when you're this side, Al.
Suits me. You just carry on getting ready for your little meeting.
I would, if I just knew what to do about me cufflinks.
Oh, if you give me your shirt, I'll sew you on a couple of buttons.
But will it look right?
There'll only be wrist fetishists notice any difference.
You are?
Oh, give it here, you daft ape.
Mike.
What?
Come back to bed.
No.
Gone off me all of a sudden.
Oh, you know I haven't.
Now that you've had your wicked way with me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Pete, the meeting starts in half an hour.
Well, wouldn't you rather stay with me than go to your stuffy old meeting?
Kate, I'd rather stay with you
than anything?
Almost.
Oh?
Well, I've always wanted to make 100 at Lord's.
Typical.
With any luck, I might have both one day.
Any more remarks like that, and you'd better stick to batting.
Oh, you know you don't mean that. You can't resist me, can you?
You used to say that about me. You used to say you couldn't keep your hands off me.
Okay, believe me, I'm finding it very hard to keep my hands off you. But...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have any choice about this meeting, do I? Well, it's not my hobby, it's my job. Besides...
Besides what?
Well, there have been rumours that I might be elected captain.
You?
Well, don't sound so surprised. I was skipper at university. I was quite a good one, as a matter of fact.
Well, I'm sure you were, but aren't you a bit young?
I don't think so. But they are only rumours. Well, that's why I haven't mentioned it.
Well, what about old Ernie, what's his name?
Ernie Walton.
Yeah, I thought he'd been skipper since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Precisely. Maybe it's time for a change.
Ernie might not agree.
I'm sure he won't. But one thing's for sure, whatever the outcome, he'll wind up legless.
That can't help the side.
Yeah, quite. Look, Kate, I know you're not exactly a cricket fanatic, but I did think you might be a bit excited at the prospect of me getting the job. Well, people kill for it, you know.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's just... Well, I've been thinking about that phone call you had.
From that lot down south?
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to play for them.
Well, there may be an offer.
And I thought you were interested. You said you'd had enough of all the backbiting up here.
Oh, yes, but I didn't think I had a chance of being captain then.
And that makes a big difference, does it?
Well, yes, it does.
Oh. I was beginning to look forward to the move. I mean, you playing in a pretty little ground by the sea, me sun-kissed and glistening from a day on the beach. I might even have come to watch you.
Oh, steady on, Kate.
I might have. I belong in the soft south, you know, Mike. I can't get roused by dark satanic mills.
Well, it's a good job. There's none left.
You know what I mean.
Look, Kate, I'll have to dash. It might not happen, you know, the captaincy. But we'll talk about it when I get back. All right.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And, we might carry on from where we left off?
I wouldn't count on it.
When we consider last season, fellow members, if we're realistic, and I hope we are, then success is not a word that springs to the tongue, as it were. No. No, the first 11 finished at the foot of the championship table, 15th in the Sunday League, and was knocked out at the first round stage in both cup competitions. In addition, no member of the playing staff gained representative honours, and membership was down. Hardly an Annus Mirabilis. More, you might say, an Anus Mirabilis. Yeah, well, it's just a little pleasantry I picked up in the Sunday Telegraph, not to worry. Now, despite last season's disappointments, I believe we have to look forward with optimism. I, for one, am honoured to be reappointed chairman of the cricket committee and promise to do my utmost to restore the fortunes of our great club. Right, so, if there are no questions, then...
I've got a question, Mr. Chairman.
Oh. Oh, right. Mr...
Gladwin. Donald Gladwin.
Right, Mr. Gladwin. Fire away.
Well, I want to know what the committee proposes to do to stop this cricket club becoming an even bigger disaster than it already is.
Now, let's not get things out of perspective,
I'm not
Donald.
The one that's got things out of perspective.
Yeah, yes, well, these matters, of course.
Yeah, and don't think you can fob me off with a bit of flannel.
No, I wasn't.
And don't think you can silence me with a bad joke about a Latin arsehole.
No, steady on, Donald, that's a bit strong.
Is it? Well, that's good, because I feel strongly. The membership has a right to know, and soon, what steps are going to be taken. If nothing's done, then there won't be a membership.
Yes, well, thank you for raising that point, Donald. We'll be taking that one on board, I can assure you. And don't forget, if you want to do your bit to help, you can always put up for the cricket committee.
Oh, don't worry, I intend to.
Do you? Oh, good. Yeah, very good. Yes, right. Well, can I suggest a 15-minute adjournment before we come to the next item? Thank you.
Here you are, Ernie. Pint of bitter.
Cheers, Ken. Hey, what's that you're drinking?
Mineral water.
You what? Ken Douglas up in mineral water?
Aye, that's right.
Well, they reckon you used to train on no but bitter in your prime.
Do they? Well, I'll tell you something, lad. That were a load of cobblers. Do you reckon I could have played as long as I did? And it were hard in my day, then, old, with a belly slosh full of ale.
Oh, that's what they used to reckon.
Paper talk. Still, didn't do me any harm. Gave me what they call a marketable image. Got me going in media, like.
Well, good for you. I need a couple of pints to get me through nights like these.
A couple?
You know.
You want to take it easy?
I'll be dry.
Because I'll tell you, there's gold out there, you know. You ought to be thinking about when you pack in.
Oh, me? I've gone for years yet.
Yeah, all same. Listen, shall I tell you why I'm not having a drink tonight? Shall I? Oh,
go on.
As soon as this meeting's over, I've got a radio interview lined up. Then it's off to Telestudios for a 10-minute spot. And I finish off at Morning Post to make sure tomorrow's column gets finished.
Do you write that?
Of course I don't, but I get paid for it. And for all them interviews. Ken Douglas plays it straight. Like I say, it's a bloody gold mine.
Oh, I'll take your word for it. Hey, you having another? We've just got time.
Have you been listening or what? They wouldn't pay me all that money if I rolled up ratted and slurred me pearls of wisdom, now would they?
Suppose not.
Right, so think on. Well, let's get back in that hall and get you re-elected skipper.
Okay. Hey, do you know out about that bloke who stood up and shouted his mouth off?
Gladwin? Well, I know he's a brat. Solicitor, knows it all. Never held a cricket bat in his life outside Blackpool Beach, but he knows it all.
He could wind up on the cricket committee.
Then we shall have to outvote him, shall we? You don't want to worry about his sort. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Right. The next item is the election of first team skipper. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Ernie Walton for the job he's done last year and in the previous, what is it, Ernie? 7 years?
Yeah, I reckon so.
In fact, Ernie's served this club almost as long as I am. And it gives me particular pleasure, therefore, to announce that the club has agreed to grant Ernie a benefit in the forthcoming season. Do I take it, Ernie, that you'd be prepared to stand again?
Go on, twist me out.
That's what I like to hear, enthusiasm. Proposed? Thank you. Seconded? Thank you. Right.
I propose Mike Ramsden.
What?
I propose Mike Ramsden.
Right, fine. Okay. Do we have a seconder? Thank you. Can I take it, Mike, that you're prepared to accept the nomination?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman. And if appointed, I would regard it as a great honour and privilege.
Would you? Yes, yes, well, of course you would. Good for you. Well, then, if there are no further nominations, I suggest we move straight to the vote. All those in favour of Ernie Walton, please show. Thank you. Mike Ramsden? Well, I think that's fairly overwhelming, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you. I won't let you down.
And can I take this opportunity to thank Ernie?
You bollocks.
He's a character, isn't Ernie?
No hard feelings, Ernie.
You plumbed this, didn't you, you rat-bagging little pillock?
Come off it, Ernie.
Don't forget who guided you through your first few years in the game.
Who?
Me, you cheeky young bugger.
You didn't speak to me during my first season.
It's a hard game. Respect has to be earned.
Yes, it does.
But I'll tell you something. You might have captained a team full of public school pansies, but you'll find this job a bit different.
I know.
Do you? Passing on a few tips, are you, Ernie?
He's full of wisdom, is Ernie.
Don't knock the old pro, lad.
Don't worry, I respect professionalism.
Well, I'll say one thing for you. You've guaranteed me a big audience on telly tonight.
Glad to be of service.
It remains to be seen whether you're up to the job.
I'll do my best.
You'll have to. I'll tell you something, lad. I never captained this team, you know.
I know.
I should have done. No question. They always seemed to give job to some clever dick who knew which knife and fork to use. I reckon I were too abrasive. It didn't seem to matter whether Skipper knew what to do when he bumped us on a damp Wednesday in May.
Put him in.
I thought you'd have an answer. But I'll tell you something else. I know the difference between a claret and a burgundy now. I know the rules. Well, it's too late for me to be skipper, but it's not too late to shuffle a few pieces on the board, if you get my meaning.
I think so. And I hope I can count on your support.
I bet you do. Aye. I bet you do. Now, come on, Ernie. I'll get you on before you launch your benefit with a puke on the Axminster.
Cheerio, Ernie.
Fog off.
Kate, I'm back.
Mike, in here, quick.
What's up?
You're on telly, look. At least your picture is. It's not a very good one. It's that bloke's programme, you know, he used to play cricket, didn't he?
Ken Douglas, yes, he did. Shush, listen.
But we must ask ourselves tonight, what price loyalty? That's the question Ernie Walton must be asking himself tonight, after being dumped from the captaincy after 7 years. Ernie, who played 3 times for England, was kicked out of the job at a rowdy annual meeting earlier this evening.
Jesus.
In a typically cack-handed piece of man-management, the axe fell only minutes after the club had granted him a benefit. While he removes the knife from between his shoulder blades, Ernie must be asking himself, like the rest of us, whether the man chosen to succeed him is fit to step into his shoes. There is no doubt that Mike Ramsden, 25, is quite a promising young batsman.
Thanks, Ken.
But is that sufficient qualification for the demands of captaincy? We shall see. He's not been raised in the hard school that produced Ernie Walton and, for that matter, me.
Oh.
No, Mr. Ramsden has enjoyed an easier ride.
Mm.
Well, I've got news for you, Mike. Get ready for a few knocks.
Oh,
I invited Ernie along to the studio, but, as you can understand, he was too upset to come along.
He was paralytic.
I don't think he likes you.
Whatever gives you that idea?
Did he ask you to go and be interviewed?
What? And ruin a good story? Don't be silly. Oh, I'm not going to let Ken Douglas bother me. He gets paid for being a sod.
That sounds like the job you've just been given.
Don't worry, I can handle it.
I hope you can. And I hope it's worth giving up our life of luxury on the South Coast.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, by the way, you had a phone call tonight. Said he was an old university friend. Wasim,
Wasim Ali?
That's right.
Was? Well, haven't I ever talked about him?
Oh, don't think so.
I've not seen him for ages. He went to Pakistan soon after he got his degree. Where was he ringing from? Karachi?
He left a local number.
He must be over for a visit. Where did you put it, the number?
Oh, you're not going to ring him now, are you?
Why not?
Well, for one thing, it's late. And for another, although you don't deserve it, I thought you might want to celebrate your new job.
Oh, you're right. It is late.
Are you going to eat that egg, or are you waiting for a chicken to pop out of it?
What?
Hangover, is it? Can't face the sight of food?
I hardly touched a drop last night.
Don't tell me they've voted you out of that blessed job.
No, I'm still chairman, them come.
Well, then, I'm surprised you're not supping Buck's Fizz and demanding devil's kidneys.
Marjorie, duty can be a harsh burden.
Yeah, your mother used to say that about me dad's weekly nuptials.
I'm sorry, but I'm not in the mood for jokes.
Come on, then. Get it off your chest. What further calamity has befallen the precious club?
I'm not sure I'm up to it.
My mother used to say that about me dad as well.
Marjorie, do you want me to tell you, or don't you?
Go on, then.
We've got a new captain, young lad.
So? The old one wasn't much good, was it?
No, yeah. I mean, he had his ups and downs.
Oh, haven't we all?
And that caused a fair few ructions, I can tell you. Then it came to the election for the cricket committee.
Oh, your little chums.
Yes. New skippers on us of right, then blow me if they didn't vote Ernie Walton on. They said he could use his experience to help the new lad. Now, really, they were just feeling guilty. And that were bad enough. But then they elect Donald Gladwin. He's new, reckons he's got all the answers.
Perhaps he has.
No, I doubt it. Then last but not least, I get Ken Douglas.
But that's not surprising, is it? I mean, he's famous. Even I've heard of him.
Within an hour of the meeting, he was on TV telling the world what a dog's breakfast it had been, the meeting.
Can he do that?
He reckons he can do what he damn well likes. Now, I'm telling you, Marjorie, chairing that committee, it'll be like being stuck in a lift with Arthur Scargill and Norman Tebbit. Oh, I don't know.
Jack.
What?
You're not expecting any sympathy, are you?
No, but...
But what?
Oh, I might need a bit of support every now and again.
If you need support, Jack, buy yourself a truss.
Wow, it's great. Come on in.
Mike, how are you?
You haven't changed.
Waz, this is Kate.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
Mike said you were beautiful.
Did he?
And for once, he was right.
Oh, shut up, you old smoothie. Don't take any notice of him, Kate.
Why not? I like it so far.
But I gather from the morning paper that congratulations are in order.
What? Oh, the captaincy. It doesn't seem such a wonderful prospect in the cold light of day.
Don't you dare say that.
Well, he's just fishing for compliments, sir. You did a damn good job at university, you know you did, sir.
Well, that was a bit different.
Who was it always used to say that cricketers were cricketers whether they played on the village green or at Lord's?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit pompous.
You were a bit pompous.
He still is.
Well, it's called confidence in a sportsman.
Do you still play, Wasim? I mean, I take it you and Mike were in the same team.
Yes, and yes.
Meaning?
Meaning I've been keeping my eye in.
Well, go on.
I've had a couple of games with the B team.
The national B team?
Ah. Uh-huh.
You tinker.
Is that good?
It's bloody marvellous. Well done, Wes.
Thanks.
How did he get on?
14 and 43 not out in the first game.
And in the second?
172 not out.
Fantastic. I'm surprised you're over here. I would have thought you'd be sitting at home waiting for the selector's nod.
I didn't have much choice about this trip, Mike.
Oh?
Did I ever tell you about my father's business?
Well, only that he earned vast amounts of money.
I wish he believed that. He might slow down. Anyway, my father handles things back in Pakistan.
And your uncle's based here, right?
Yes. He's not very well. He was badly hurt in a car crash.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He'll be okay, eventually. But it's going to take time.
And in the meantime, Dad sends over number one son to keep an eye on things.
That's about it.
Well, how long will you be here?
Well, that depends on my uncle's health.
Well, I'm sorry about your uncle. I really am. But it's good to see you again.
Ah, it's good to be here.
And I hope your cricket won't suffer.
Well, it shouldn't. The season's finished in Pakistan. In fact, if I could get a few games over here, this could work out to my advantage.
You weren't born here, were you, Waz?
Well, not quite. My dad and uncle came over here together when I was just a few months old. My dad went back a couple of years later.
And you were brought up by your uncle?
Oh, that's right. In order to benefit from your wonderful English education system.
Mike.
What?
You've got that scheming look on your face.
Me? Never. Come on, let's go and have a drink. Still an orange juice man, are you, Waz?
Well, I sometimes go mad and have a lemonade.
When I were playing, this were one of the best times of the year, with the new season less than a fortnight away. There were a buzz of expectation round the county. From steelworks to hill farm, from pit to promenade, folks were counting the days to that first ball being bowled. I wish I felt the same about the coming season, but I don't. I wish I could find something to cheer about, but I can't. Last year's fiasco casts a long shadow. The skipper's an unknown quantity, and experienced Ernie Walton will be expected to carry the bat in as well as organise his benefit and swallow the bitter pill of betrayal. All that's bad enough. But what's happening off the field isn't much better. There seems to be a new breed of committee man. One who wouldn't know a square cut from a pork chop. Aye, and they think they know best. Giving them powers like putting a nun in charge of a knocking shop. They didn't make this club great. I did.
Right, gentlemen, I think that just about concludes the business of the meeting. It just remains to wish Mike and all the boys all the best for Wednesday's opening game.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, unless there's A or B, I suggest we go have a pint.
There is something, Chairman.
Huh? What?
An item under any other business.
Oh, right. Donald, fire away.
I wish to protest in the strongest possible terms about remarks made on television by a member of this committee.
Oh, aye.
I'm not sure I'm with you, Donald.
Mr. Douglas knows what I'm talking about.
Ken?
Oh, let Mr. Gladwin tell you, Jack. I don't want to spoil his fun.
He, Mr. Douglas, used his privileged position as a so-called media personality.
So-called, you cheeky son.
Used his position to make critical remarks about members of this committee.
Like who, sunshine?
Well, me, for a start.
Mention you by name, did I?
You didn't have to.
Now then, Donald, there's no need to get aerated. I mean, that's just Ken. Plays it straight and all that. Pays the bills, eh, Ken?
I say what I damn well like.
Have you never heard of collective responsibility?
Oh, don't come a lawyer with me, pal.
Gentlemen.
How about loyalty?
Don't lecture me about loyalty, you jumped up prick.
Let's steady on, chaps. Let's not get carried away.
Let's cool down over a pint, like Jack said.
That's right. That's right, mate. That's right. We've got to work together, so we might as well enjoy it. Now, come on. First round's on me.
I think I've made my point, Chairman.
You have that, Mr. Gladwin. I know exactly where you stand.
Here's to a successful season, then, Mike. Thanks, Mr. Gladwin. Cheers. Oh, Donald, please. You'll not find me huffing and puffing about my status, real or otherwise.
Right. Donald.
Oh, and thanks for helping to calm things down in there.
Oh, that's all right. We didn't want blood and snuff on the minutes, did we?
No, we did not. I like your style. Diffusing conflict situations. Good quality, that.
I'm likely to need it again before this season's over.
I bet you will. I've been hoping to have a quiet word with you.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot in common, you and me.
Oh?
Well, we're both outsiders, at least in the eyes of the Ken Douglases of this world. And, unless I'm very much mistaken, we both want to give this club a good shake-up, change a few things. I know I do.
Do you?
Top to bottom.
Listen, Donald, I don't think it would say a great deal for my personal qualities if I started taking sides when I've only been on the job a few weeks. Don't you agree?
Well, yes. Yeah, point taken.
So, let's just see how things go, shall we?
Aye, okay. But don't forget, you've got a good friend here.
Hello, Mike.
Wires, hello. You come for the last rites, have you?
It's not that bad, is it?
It's worse.
But it's only the second day.
That's right.
And you didn't have such a bad first day.
Right again.
So what happened?
What happened was batting collapse number one, followed by batting collapse number two, followed very soon by an innings defeat. Unless Ernie out there can perform a miracle.
I think miracles are off today, Mike.
What a bloody awful shot.
He played right across the line.
Oh, well, it's only the first game.
Oh, of course it is.
Look, I'd better go in and rally the troops.
Sure.
Are you doing anything tonight?
No. Why?
Come and have dinner. There's something I want to talk over with you.
Okay.
See you later.
I thought we'd never out in a million years.
Bad luck.
They were missing leg stump a bloody mile.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Did what?
Well, it's just, it looked pretty straight from here.
Oh, did it now?
And let's face it, you did play across it.
Expert on cricket, are you?
I know a bit about it.
Play it back home, do you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
Bad luck, Annie.
Luck's got bugger all to do with it.
You've met Wasim, have you?
Oh, friend of yours, is he? I might have known.
Actually, Mike, I'm quite pleased you got beaten in 2 days.
Thanks a lot.
It means we can spend tomorrow together.
I'm afraid we can't.
Oh, and why not?
I've ordered compulsory net practice, that's why not.
The new man has a crack the whip, you know, Kate.
Does he? Well, how about you, Wasim? Do you want to spend tomorrow with me?
Me? Down, girl, down. Well, I could probably make myself available.
If you are free, you'd be better off having a net.
What?
Listen, Wes, how much of your time does the family business take up?
To be honest, the business more or less runs itself. My uncle has good people working for him. They know more about the UK side than I do.
So you're just a figurehead?
Flying the family flag?
Yes. In that case, you could play cricket any time.
Well, I suppose so. I'm hoping to get fixed up with the local league side.
How would you fancy playing for the county?
What?
Well, it'll probably have to be the second team to begin with, and we'll have to apply for permission to register you late. But let's face it, we need all the good players we can get, and it'd be great to play in the same team again.
Hey, slow down, Mike, slow down. I thought this final team of yours had certain rules about who can and who can't play for us.
Well, we've changed the rules. You weren't born here, but you were brought up here, and you qualify.
On paper, perhaps. But I don't recall any black faces on the old team photos.
But it's about time there was one.
Well, Kate's right.
Look, Mike, I came over hoping to get in a few leisurely games, get some practice in English conditions.
At the highest possible level, sure.
Yes, but I...
Look, listen, just think about it, okay? I'm going to ring my new pal on the cricket committee. Sound him out. I shall be a minute.
It would mean a lot to Mike, you know, if you could play.
Would it?
Yeah. He doesn't say much, and he probably wouldn't admit it to you. But he's finding it tough. Tougher than he expected.
Ah, so you do care about cricket after all?
No, but I care about Mike. Not that I tell him too often.
Keep him on his toes, eh?
Do you blame me when I'm up against his grand passion for that ridiculous game?
Well, at least it's not a grand passion for a ridiculous woman.
No.
You know, it was the same when we were students. As soon as the cricket season began, nothing else got a look in.
Do you think I should feel honoured?
No, I'm not saying that. But I think you can depend on Mike. I know I always could.
In the heat of the battle, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Oh, there were great days, you know, when we were at university. You probably wonder how grown men become so obsessed with the game.
Yes, frequently.
But we had so many happy times, so much fun.
I think you're talking yourself into Mike's little scheme, aren't you?
I didn't say that.
No problem. We call an extraordinary meeting of the cricket committee, get you registered, and away we go. What do you say?
Will this committee of yours agree?
Well, why shouldn't they?
You know why.
Oh, come on, Wes, give it a go. What have you got to lose?
Let's take it one step at a time, shall we?
Does that mean yes?
It means see what your committee thinks.
Great.
But, Mike...
Yes?
Martyrdom has never figured in my list of life's ambitions.
Don't worry.
I hope there's a good reason for this blessed meeting. I'm supposed to be having dinner with my agent tonight.
It shouldn't take long, Ken.
Good.
You'll soon be slurping it in some, eh? Right, Mike, over to you.
Thank you, Chairman. The reason I requested this meeting was for you to approve the late registration of a player.
You what? You don't need a committee to do that. Ye gods, this is costing me brasses, this, you know.
Constitutionally, Mike is quite correct, Ken.
Oh, good for him.
I want to do things by the book.
Well, get on with it, then. Who is this new superstar?
His name's Wasim Ali.
Who?
Wasim Ali.
Is he that smart ass?
Shut up, Ernie. Was he born in the county?
No.
Well, what are you playing at, then? I thought you wanted to do things by the book.
If you'll let me finish. He wasn't born here, but he came here when he was a baby. He went to school here, went to university here. That's where I met him.
Oh, I see. Old Fowles Act, is it?
He happens to be a bloody good cricketer.
On account of his varsity background, eh?
He's had two games for the Pakistan B team.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
He struck me as a right smart ass.
Shut up, Ernie.
All I'm asking is that we give him a run out in the second. See how he gets on.
I agree with Mike.
You surprised me, Mr. Gladwin. Did you say he went to school here?
Yes.
Then why didn't our scouting system pick him up?
Oh, now there's a question.
For your information, Mr. Gladwin, we've got the best scouting system in the country. Not much gets through.
If you believe
it's that... It's true.
Well, that's why the team's been doing so well, then, is
you
it?
You know nout about it.
I'll tell you what I do know. I know that unless we're prepared to take bold, imaginative decisions, this club's headed straight down the toilet. And I'll tell you something else as well. This lad's qualified under the rules to play for the county. But even if he weren't, I'd say let's give him a go. Wouldn't worry me if he'd lived his whole life in Pakistan and landed in England yesterday.
Do we have to listen to this, Jack?
Fair dues, Ken. We have discussed overseas players.
Aye, and it were defeated. I'm not sure you're fit to be on this committee, Mr. Gladwin.
You'll not get rid of me.
Won't I?
No!
Look, this isn't about an overseas player, is it? It's about trying out a qualified player for an agreed trial period.
Yeah.
There's principles at stake.
Name one.
I thought he'd be a smart ass.
He sounds like a damn good player. I like the sound of what Mike told me about him over the phone.
Oh, I get it.
Get what?
Well, this is a set-up, isn't it? Sneaky bloody telephone calls behind the scenes. Is this what they learn you at university?
I rang to find out what the correct procedure was.
Oh, aye. Then why didn't you ring the chairman?
He did, as a matter of fact.
What?
He rang me, and I called the meeting.
I think we've talked about this long enough. Can we have a vote?
Aye.
I agree with Mike. Let's give him a go.
No way.
I'm with Ken. He seemed a right... All right, Ernie.
It's up to you, Mr. Chairman.
What? Oh, I suppose it is. I think last time I had to do this was over what colour carpet have it in members' dining room.
You've had experience of making decisions about colour, then?
Steady on, Donald. Let's keep things in perspective.
Come on, Jack. We've not got all night.
Right. Well, Mike's new to the job, and I'd like him to feel we're behind him 100%.
Hear, hear.
And this lad was...
Wasim Ali.
Aye, him. He is qualified when all said and done.
I don't believe this.
So, let's do same as Mike says, eh? And give the lad a go. He can't do much worse than what we've got, can he?
Well done, Chairman.
But does that mean yes? Yes, Ernie, it does. Now, where's the arm in it?
You'll soon find out, Jack.
Let's give him a month. Right? Meeting closed.
I'm surprised at you, Jack.
Oh, aye.
I thought this club meant something to you.
It does. I'd do anything for this club. You ask Marjorie.
No. It's you I'm talking to, Jack. Or should it be Judith?
Now, steady on, Ken. That's a bit strong. Ken!
You're back early.
Am I?
What's up? Have they run out of beer or something?
Not that I know of.
Oh, dear. What's got into you?
Nothing.
It's not what it looks like.
But, Marjorie, can we just have a bit of peace and quiet?
Oh, sorry I spoke. I did have a surprise for you. I'm not sure there's much point in giving it to you.
A surprise?
Look, your tomato cufflinks. I've managed to replace them. Well, they're a bit different, but nobody will know. Now you can go about decently dressed again.
Oh.
Oh? Is that all you can say? Oh? I've gone to a lot of trouble to get these, you know, Jack. Don't know why I bothered.
Might as well go and flush this pair away and all.
No, Marjorie.
I thought they were like the crown jewels, these damn things.
They are, yes, they are. And I'm grateful, love. I really am. Thank you.
Now, perhaps you'll cheer up.
I'll try. It's just... You know, Marjorie, you know what cricket means to me.
Aye, I wish I had some of its value.
That's different, love.
I'm not as sexy.
Oh, get over. Now, I mean to say, when I was first made chairman, it was like a dream come true. I was never any great shakes as a player, so... Well, this was the next best thing, and it was smashing those first few years. Meetings.
Couple of pints after.
The dinners.
Taxi home.
The games.
Bar open all day.
We even used to win one or two. But now... I don't know. It's all different. It's all gone sour.
Jack.
I know what you're going to say. Pack it in. You've done long enough. It's not worth the aggro.
That'd do for starters.
But I can't, Marjorie. I can't.
It might surprise you to know that I've been told to mind what I say. Oh, yes. Ken Douglas had his wrist slapped and a gag dangled over his head. I think there's some folks about who don't like to hear the truth. Well, tough. I shan't be muzzled. I shan't be told what to say and when to say it, and that goes double when it comes to cricket. We've made a terrible start to the season. Is anyone surprised? Aye, and not only that, there's people in power in the club who think they've got the right to ride roughshod over years of tradition. But I've got news for them. If they want to start messing about with the club I've served proudly since I were knee-high to a whippet, then they'll have to deal with me first.
Hello, Mike Ramsden.
Mike, it's Donald Irwin.
Oh, hello.
Have you heard the news from the second team game?
No, I've only just got in.
I just got back from watching them and I thought you'd like to know how they got on.
Yes, I would.
They won by 7 wickets and your friend Wazeem finished on 62 not out.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I know he didn't do so well in the first innings, but he's bound to need time to adjust.
Well, it sounds as though he hasn't taken very long.
Right. He looked good. Class. Couple more knocks like that and you'll be having him in the first team.
Well, let's wait and see, eh?
Yeah, I suppose so. One swallow and all that. But at least he should keep Mr. Big Mouth Ken Douglas quiet.
Well, it'll take a lot more than that.
Anyway, I just thought you'd like to hear the good news.
Yeah, I'm grateful. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Anyway, once I got used to the atmosphere... Or lack of it.
Two men and a dog.
Actually, I think it was two dogs and one man. And the temperature. I'd forgotten how damned cold it is playing cricket in England.
It's been red hot today.
And the fact that on day one, my teammates were not wonderfully friendly.
Well, they'll get used to you.
I was a bit more popular at close of play today.
Oh, I'll bet.
So, once I've become acclimatized to all these strange and hostile factors, I quite enjoyed myself.
Which is more than I can say about my early taste of captaincy.
You've lost again today?
Yeah. I mean, we're not that bad. We really aren't. So much of it's down to confidence. Couple of wins, that's all it'll take.
I can't help having last year's skipper looking over your shoulder.
Not Ernie. Oh, he's not so bad without Ken Douglas holding his hand. Just plain bloody miserable most of the time. That doesn't do much for morale.
Is he getting any runs?
No, but then nor is anyone else.
It'll get better. Whatever happened to that true Brits back to the war stuff you're always on about?
I think we sold the patent to Imran Khan years ago.
You know what I like best about the start of the cricket season?
I didn't think you liked anything about the start of the cricket season.
Not much. But I do like the way you lose all your winter flab.
Me? Flabby?
I like to press up close to your flat tummy and bounce off your beer belly.
Press away.
Right.
Does this mean I'm going to score today after all?
You might. By the way, you had another phone call today from your friends down south.
Oh?
Yeah, they said they quite understood your reasons. They wished you all the best, but...
Go on.
The door was still open any time you might change your mind.
Well, they're a bit late, aren't they?
Perhaps they're desperate.
I doubt it. They've made a pretty good start.
They must really want you, then.
I want to know if you really want me.
Yes, I do. Quite.
Well, don't get carried away.
I'd want you more if I'd spent the day sunning myself on a warm beach.
Kate, there's a name for that kind of talk.
Is there?
Yes, and it won't get you anywhere. What you have here is unrepentant northern man with a flat stomach.
Ooh.
Take it or leave it.
Well, if that's all that's on offer.
Ernie, what time do you call this?
Eh? What are you on about?
We start in 5 minutes. You should have been here an hour ago.
Oh, keep your hair on, I'm here now, aren't I?
But get your kit on with Fielding.
Oh, bloody hell.
Look at the state of you. You look as though you haven't been to bed. You haven't been to bed, have you?
What's it got to do with you?
It's got a lot to do with me. What was it? Another benefit dinner? Excuse for an all-night session with the boys, eh?
Oh, piss off, Ramsden.
No, Ernie, you piss off.
Eh?
You heard. Go home. You're not playing.
You can't do that.
I just am. We've got a 12th man. He can play.
He's not but a kid.
At least he's sober.
I'm stopping.
Ernie, if you don't get out of here now, I'll introduce your front teeth to your larynx.
You haven't learned the last of this, you toffing old punks.
Well, go away.
I thought things couldn't get much worse, but they have. Almost a month into the season and only one victory to celebrate, and that was in a Mickey Mouse one day. The blokes I used to play with are turning in their graves if they were dead. But worse than that, sources have told me of dressing room discontent. Why was veteran Ernie Walton, one of the few players of proven class, left out of this morning's team, dramatically at the last minute? Since nobody's told me why, I shall have to draw my own conclusions. As far as I'm concerned, young Mike Ramsden's out of his depth, splashing around, shouting for help. Well, Mike, don't expect me to throw you a life belt. The only thing I want to save is the club.
Right, gentlemen, the first item on the agenda...
Hell with the agenda, Jack. There's something we've got to get straight.
What?
I'm proposing a vote of no confidence in the first team captain.
What? I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thanks, Ernie.
You've got a damn nerve, Douglas.
Keep out of this, Gladwin. You know I'm out about it.
I know you're not fit to be on this committee. If there's any votes of no confidence flying about, they ought to be directed at you.
Gentlemen, this is no way to behave.
Good behaviour's not going to get us anywhere.
Feel happier with the law of the jungle, dear Douglas.
I'd feel happier if you were somewhere else.
I told you before, I'm staying put.
All right, that's enough. I suppose you'd best have your say, Ken.
I take it I have the right of reply, Mr. Chairman.
You better have.
Yes, but for God's sake, let's remember why we're here.
Well, I'm here for the good of the club. There's nothing personal in this.
Like hell there isn't.
Can I say my piece, Jack?
Let him finish, Donald. You'll get your chance.
Right. Well, I've said, in public and in private, time and again, that young Michael here is a promising batsman. Now, let's face it, I know a good player when I see one, but he's not ready to be captain. Look at the results. Look at his own form, and look at that damn shambles the other morning in the dressing room. He's just not up to it. Let's cut our losses, ask him to stand down. We've got an experienced alternative in Ernie here.
Mike was voted in by the members.
So? They'd understand if he did the decent thing and resigned.
No chance.
Can I say something?
Aye. Go on, Mike.
I don't think a month is long enough to judge me. The results aren't brilliant, I accept that, but they're no worse than they've been for the past 2 years.
Right.
And we're still in the H&B Cup. But as for my own form, well, I'm not the first player who needs a bit of time to get used to being captain and whose form suffers as a result, but it'll come back. As for the other morning, I was within my rights to leave out of a team the player who was unfit to play.
I'm as fit as you.
You arrived an hour late, unshaven and smelling strongly of alcohol.
You're supposed to be his skipper, not his mother.
I'm a better player pissed than you are sober, Dunsin.
Well, so you admit you were drunk?
No, he doesn't.
I'm talking to the monkey, not the man turning the handles.
I've got a benefit to run. I need the money. I'm not some upper-class rich kid.
Nor am I.
Oh, dear. Does it have to come to this?
Yes, Jack, it does.
And it's up to me again, is it?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Look, I'm sorry, Ken. But damn it all, I mean, Mike's only been doing the job for a month. We've got to give him more time, surely to goodness.
Why?
I'm sorry, but I think we have.
You're making a big mistake, Jack.
Well, we'll see.
I take it I'm still in the job, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, lad.
Thank you. Well, I've got an agenda item I'd like to raise.
No, why not?
I'd like to give Wasim Ali a run in the first.
I knew it. I know the thin end of a wedge when I see one.
He's done really well this past month in the seconds, better than we could have hoped. He deserves his chance.
I don't see why not.
Don't you? You daft billock. Ask him who steps down.
Ernie.
Eh? You what? Now that's victimisation.
No, it's not. It makes sense. Ernie's just said himself he's got his benefit to organise. It's affecting his game. If he has a few games in the seconds, we take a bit of pressure off him and give him the chance to find a bit of form.
Sounds reasonable to me. Ernie?
I don't have any dumb choice, do I? You're in his pocket. I'll just be out of pocket on there.
You've lost your way, Jack. You disappoint me.
I'm doing what I think best.
Well, you're wrong.
How are you feeling? I don't know how I'll let you talk me into this.
You'll be fine once you get out there in the middle.
I hope you're right.
No problem.
Next man in, are you, Mr. Ali?
Ken Douglas.
That's right.
One of our committee members.
And a very fine player.
True.
I've read about your exploits against my countrymen.
Aye, well, they were never up to much, your lot.
Things have changed a bit.
Oh, I'm not convinced. I still fancy my chances.
I think you'll find our present team a different proposition.
I doubt it. See, your lot get most of their runs on dusty apologies for cricket pitches facing up to twiddly little spinners. It's not like that here. Green wicket, ball moving all over shop.
You'll be all right, Waz.
We'll see. As a matter of fact, we'll see right away, won't we? Let's see how good you really are, Mr. Ali.
Good luck, Waz.
Thanks.
Is that why you came? To try and undermine his confidence?
Listen, lad. You think you know it all, don't you? Well, you don't. Matter of fact, you know bugger all. Cricket's a hard game, not some namby-pamby powder-puff garden party. Sooner you and your pal realise that, the better.
Well, thanks for taking the trouble to come and raise the team's morale.
Don't flatter yourself, pal. I'm here to see the chairman. See if I can persuade the mechanic to get hold of the oil rag.
You don't give up, do you?
No, lad, I don't. I don't know how you can sleep at night, Jack.
Why, sometimes?
Don't come the innocent. And don't try your jolly uncle routine with me, neither. It won't wash.
If you don't mind, Ken, I'd just like to watch the game in peace.
I'm surprised you've got the gall to be here in the first place. You ought to be downright bloody ashamed of yourself.
Why should I?
Letting a bloke like him turn out for this team.
Doing okay so far?
I'm not talking about that.
We've got a bigger crowd than normal as well. It's a major attention. Could do us some good.
Gimmicks never do any good, Jack.
It's more than a gimmick.
Aye, it's a bloody disgrace. A black bastard playing for this team.
What did you say?
Nothing you'll ever prove. Hey, and before you go phoning Manchester Guardian, I'll tell you this. It's nought to do with racism, this. I'd feel same if he were an Aussie.
Why don't you let go? Let the lad play in peace.
Let go? No chance. I'm like a Rottweiler, me. I'll not let go till this team's run how it should be run.
Without any packies in it, you mean?
I mean like it was in my day. I've got a lot of friends, you know, Jack. A lot of contacts.
So?
So, when I come up against a problem, it gives me a few ways of dealing with it. And right now, Jack, you're a problem.
Are you threatening me?
I'm warning you, Jack, that's all. Get back on the right side. Or else.
There's no point going if you're not feeling well.
It's nothing. A few aches and pains, a bit of flu.
Well, if it was up to me...
Listen, Marjorie, we're going. And that's that.
Sorry I spoke.
Marjorie, love... This dinner's one of the biggest events in Ernie's benefit. He could make £2,000 or £3,000.
Is it that, whether we're there or not?
Well, maybe so.
If I'm not there, they'll accuse me of taking sides, being disloyal.
They?
Ken Douglas and his cronies.
They already think you're against them, don't they?
In that case, I'll be able to prove them wrong, won't I?
You'll prove nothing.
All right, I'll prove nothing, but I'm going. I'm not dancing to Ken Douglas's tune. There's nothing he'd like better than for me not to show up.
If you say so.
I do.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Hello, Mike. Have you met my wife, Marjorie?
No, pleased to meet you.
Hello. Do you have a wife, Mike?
Yes, but she couldn't make it tonight.
Lucky girl.
Oh, Marjorie's a veteran of these occasions, aren't you, love?
Serving a life sentence, that's me. You tell her to carry on as she started, young man.
Well, she won't need much persuading.
Oh. Here's the man of the moment.
Yeah. Good turnout, Annie.
Is it? Oh, I should say so.
It'd be better if I were playing it first.
I doubt that makes any difference, Ernie.
What would you know about it?
I'm sure the chairman's right, Ernie. People will have formed their opinion of you over a long period.
You know, Ramsden, you got that many clever answers, you should go on Mastermind.
Good evening, one and all. This looks like a cheerful little gathering.
Oh, we're having a great time, Ken.
Of course you are. Do you mind if I borrow Jack for a minute, Marjorie?
Ooh. What for?
Business, nothing serious.
Well, in that case...
Let me buy you a drink, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ernie? I'll get me on.
What is it?
Magistrate, aren't you, Jack?
Yes.
Rotarian.
So?
Very respectable.
But what's all this about, Ken?
Do you remember me telling you about some of my friends? Contacts.
I remember.
Aye. Well, journalists, you know... They like nought better than ferreting their way through a pile of manure with a teaspoon.
Some journalists, maybe.
Oh, they're all the same, Jack.
What's this got to do with me?
Well, it seems that Golden Boy over there, Ramsden, well, he were approached by another county not long since.
What?
Well, are you telling me you knew nothing about it?
Not a thing.
Well, that's not what I heard.
What have you heard?
Well, this journalist friend of mine has it from reliable sources that... He were on the point of signing up.
Ah, this is rubbish.
He were on the point of signing up when somebody high up in our club changed his mind. With the help of a few grand. I believe the official phrase is illegal payments.
What a load of crap. Who was this high up supposed to be? Me.
A few grand plus the chance of the captaincy.
It's a pack of lies.
It's a bloody good story.
They're never going to print it.
Well, like I say, it's a good story.
I thought we had libel laws.
Oh, it's amazing how many ways there are of getting around them.
I don't believe this.
You might not, Jack. But once it's in the papers, once the shite starts flying around, you'd be amazed how much of it sticks. What's up, Jack?
Jack? Well, get a doctor, someone, quick!
Heart attack, apparently.
Is he going to recover?
I think so. He's still in hospital, but they think he'll be okay.
Mm. Now, does that mean you'll need a new chairman?
Well, it'd be a pity. He's a good bloke, is Jack.
And the one who went along with the idea of me playing for this team.
Well, he's not the only one.
I know, but... Look, Mike. I'm not stupid. I know what's going on. I read the sports pages.
Then...
County membership and race splits.
Newspaper talk.
What about the stuff scrawled on the walls outside his ground?
That's nothing to do with cricket, Waz. That's just right-wing nutters looking for an excuse to cause trouble.
And I'm the excuse.
But if it wasn't you, it'd be something else. Look, Waz, let's just play cricket, eh?
Not as simple as that.
I know. But look... Well, one, we haven't lost since you came into the side. Two, you've been batting really well. You know you have. And three, we've got a good chance of getting to Lords in the H&B Cup.
A good chance?
It's better than we've ever had.
I'm saying that.
You can do it.
And all right, Mike. I'll carry on.
Great.
At least for the time being. But there's a limit.
Sure, I understand.
I hope you do. I'm not the first black player that's been good enough to play for this team, you know. There's plenty of them playing quietly, happily in the leagues. And who can blame them for keeping their heads down? Why should they put up with abuse, with hatred? They have their pride, their dignity, and their self-respect. And so have I.
I know, Waz. I do. Maybe we can make a difference.
I shall, of course, be acting chairman until the Jack situation resolves itself.
The
for Jack's situation.
That's right.
The poor bloke could have died.
No, he's a tough old bugger, he'll be right.
Well, let's hope so.
He's not in danger, apparently.
Well, I doubt he'll carry on this committee, mind you.
Now, we don't know that.
I think we do.
Yeah, well, until we do know, one way or another, I propose we restrict ourselves to the day-to-day business of the club.
I agree.
No major decisions.
Such as my vote of no confidence in Ramsden here.
Especially that.
Ah, well, it's not gone away, so don't think it has.
Look, you're wasting your time, Douglas.
We'll see.
In fact, I was about to congratulate Mike on the recent improved performances.
Fivefold.
Couple of gift declarations, look with toss.
More than that.
Oh, if you say so, Gladwin, you're the cricket expert after all. But while you're congratulating your chum, you might ask him about house prices on the South Coast.
Hey?
I expect he's got a few brochures.
Mike?
It's nothing. I think you'll find Mr. Douglas is out of date.
Mind if I join you, Mr. Alley?
Me?
Well, don't sound so surprised. I think you'll find we've got a lot to talk about, you and me.
Really?
Yes. I move in a number of circles, you know, Mr. Alley. I meet all sorts of people.
Well, that must be very nice for you.
Oh, it is, it is. Do you know, I never realised your family business was so successful.
What's my family business got to do with you?
I take a keen interest in business, Mr. Alley. As a matter of fact, I've got quite a considerable portfolio.
Does that include shares in Alley Brothers?
What do you think? No, what interests me is how the company began.
What?
Your father went home a couple of years after the business was set up, didn't he?
How the hell do you know?
Media secret, lad.
I don't think there's much point in this conversation, Mr. Douglas.
Bear with me, lad. We had a lot of immigration in them days, you know. Not all of it legal.
What are you suggesting?
Oh, I'm suggesting, Sunshine, that your little business empire might be built on a lie.
I don't have to listen to this.
I should if I were you. Your dad and his brother won't have been the only Jack the Lad Pakistanis to wriggle their way through a loophole and get away with it. At least one of them did.
This is absurd. And this is offensive. I know nothing about it.
Well, you wouldn't, would you? You were now but a twinkle in your dad's tandoori, weren't you?
I don't see the point of all this.
It's a word of advice, you might say. I mean, well, a story like that could do your family a lot of damage if it got out.
But it isn't true.
Isn't it? Oh, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. I doubt it had come to an investigation, but you never know.
It was over 20 years ago.
Principles are principles, Mr. Alley.
Principles?
That's right.
The most important one being that blacks don't play for this team.
Well, you said that, not me.
What about results? Don't they count for anything?
Oh, anybody can have a couple of wins.
My own form, then. I've been getting a lot of runs.
Look, lad, I've no doubt that Viv Richards would have filled his boots playing for our lot, but I'd not have picked him.
We'd go to those lengths.
This club matters to me.
Does it? Well, you're welcome to it.
Does that mean you're packing it in?
What do you think?
Oh, dear.
I have it on good authority, what we in the business call reliable sources, that controversial recruit Wasim Ali is on the point of quitting. I don't know why someone walks out on his teammates just as they're showing a bit of form. I do know that it takes a special kind of stamina to survive the rigours of an English season, and perhaps young Mr. Ali can't stand the pace. I know too that playing for this county is about commitment and belonging. But that's not the point, is it? Now, I'm not the kind of bloke to say I told you so, but you might remember that at the time of Ali's furtive signing, I questioned the ethics of the decision and the competence of the committee members who made that decision. And has anything happened to prove me wrong? As the Techers like. Something is rotten in the state of our county's cricket, and we need to stop it before it ends in tragedy, like Hamlet.
Okay.
Bless me. Come in.
Thanks. Is Mike in?
No, but he won't be long. Come on through. As a matter of fact, he's been trying to get in touch with you all day.
Yes, I thought he might.
Something about Ken Douglas on telly and you leaving the club.
That's right.
Well, is it true?
Well, there's no point in staying somewhere where you're not wanted. Not even respected.
That's not what Mike feels about you.
I know. But it's not Mike I'm talking about.
Ken Douglas.
Yes.
He's a loudmouth.
He's a bit more than that, sir.
Oh?
He says he has information which could hurt my family.
And has he?
I don't know. And I don't see how I can find out. It's a matter of honor.
Look, Wasim, I know more about what goes on than Mike thinks. He assumes I just fall asleep whenever the word cricket is mentioned, but I don't. And I don't need to read wisdom to know what Douglas is up to.
He isn't the only one who doesn't like my face.
No, but he's the one with the high profile, isn't he? The power.
I suppose so.
I mean, I should be helping him drive you and Mike away. Living here is not my idea of paradise regained.
I know.
But I wouldn't be sent packing by the likes of Ken Douglas. If you go on your own terms. Not because of a bully. You can't give in to him. You mustn't.
But what about my family?
It's nothing more than likely.
But if he isn't, sir?
That's a chance you'll have to take. But I think there's more than family honour at stake here. Don't you?
What's this about Wasim Ali leaving the club?
Oh, that's what I understand. Told me himself.
Mike?
He isn't.
He is.
He shouldn't.
He won't.
Yeah. Well, whether he is or he isn't, and I say he is.
He isn't.
Whether he is or he isn't, it just goes to prove what a bloody shambles this club is.
As you've regularly been telling your devoted audience.
Well, someone's got to tell the truth.
Truth?
You think what you like, Gladwin. But I reckon it's time for some action. My motion of no confidence still stands. You going to second it, Ernie?
No, you can't do this. We agreed there'll be no major decisions till we know about Jack.
And what about me?
What? Jack, what are you doing here?
You shouldn't be out and about, should you?
Probably not.
You want to be careful, Jack.
Don't worry, Ken. I intend to be very careful. I mean to say, I've had one of your words of warning before, haven't I? Now, what's all this rubbish about young Wasim leaving the club?
Don't worry, Mr. Chairman. I'm sure he'll be staying.
Bit of media speculation, was it, Ken?
Yeah, it was more than that.
Oh, I know you want to broadcast the story without checking the facts. That wouldn't be like you, would it, Ken? But we'll just have to hope you've got it wrong this time, won't we? I mean, we need the lad for the semi-final, don't we? Then it's next stop, Lords. And that'll do me more good than a dozen quacks.
You're in the squad.
Uh-huh.
I want you to bat at four.
I'm sure you do, Mike.
Waz, tomorrow's the biggest day this club's had for 10 years. Don't you want to be a part of it?
Yes, of course.
And if it was just me, then I would. Have you asked your uncle about these allegations?
I can't. He's still not very strong. I can't risk upsetting him.
Well, can you ring your father?
What? And ask him if he was deported 20-odd years ago? No, Mike. I owe my father more respect than that.
But you stayed here, didn't you? I mean, if there'd been a problem, wouldn't you have had to go?
I don't know, Mike. I don't know what went on.
Exactly, and nor does anybody else. And who cares?
My uncle has a lot of valuable business connections. Any hint of scandal, of dishonesty, could embarrass him. It could cause a loss of confidence. For all I know, he could be deported.
Oh, come off it, Waz. Look, you're doing just what Douglas wants.
Am I? Don't you see that if he isn't bluffing, if he really does know something and dirt starts flying about, that's when I start playing his game. Isn't it better to say, okay, if that's how squalid you are, if that's what you're prepared to do, then I want nothing to do with you.
Walk away. Head held high, dignity intact.
Yes.
All right, I can't make you play. It's a risk, it's only a game of cricket. But I want you to play. Kate wants you to. Jack got out of his sick bed to make sure you could damn well play. Well, that should mean something.
Come on, Ernie. Sup up, I'll get you another.
No, Tap.
Sign the pledge, have you?
No, but I want to be in a decent state in the morning.
What for? Your 12th man duties?
Yes.
That's disgusting. Came like that, and a man of your talent carrying drinks tray.
Doesn't bother me.
Eh? Yeah,
it's a sellout, isn't it? That means a belting collection for me benefit. It'll be even better when they see me walking round the ground.
I didn't think you'd stoop to money grubbing, Ernie.
I thought that's what the benefit was.
No, I mean, there's other issues at stake. Ramsden, Alley. I was just thinking, I don't seem to have got very far playing Mr. Nice Guy. Okay. Time to take gloves off, I reckon.
Ken, will you listen?
Eh? What?
You can't seem to look in you, can you?
You what?
You must be the only bloke who hasn't noticed.
There's a right buzz running through this cricket club. We're one game away from Lords, for goodness sake.
In my day, that wouldn't have been much to get excited about.
Bollocks to your day.
What do you say?
You heard.
I don't get this, Ernie. All that stuff you said about Ellie, what a prat he was.
Oh, he's not such a bad bloke. And he can bat.
You'll be telling me next you think Ramsden should be skipper.
Aye. Aye, I do, as a matter of fact. He's doing a cracking job. And I never knew how much I'd enjoy just being a batsman again. I reckon it's put years on my career.
But you're in the bloody second team.
Well, at the moment, yes. And you probably haven't noticed, but I've been getting a lot of runs. I reckon I'll be back in first in time for the final. That's what I'm aiming for, at any road. And that's another reason why I'm off.
Ernie.
I reckon I've got a future with this club, Ken. Have you?
Ernie.
Ta-da.
Ernie.
Here he comes, man of the match!
Brilliant, Wes, brilliant. Well
thanks,
played.
Thanks.
Well done, Wes. 110, not out.
Thank you, Mr. Gladwin.
Great, kid. Great.
Hey, we're off to Lords!
By God, I've seen not like this since we won the championship in 64.
What are you doing here, Douglas?
Now then, this is no time for arguments. No, I mean, we all want what's best for club, don't we?
Do we?
Here, I've got someone to help celebrate. Now then, lads, get some of this down you. You played well.
No, thank you.
Go on. You can't have a glass of bubbly on a day like today, suppose I do.
Wasson doesn't drink, Mr. Douglas.
What? Oh, no, of course he doesn't fancy forgetting. I beg your pardon. Well, you'll have a drop, Mike.
No, thanks.
Oh, come on, let bygones be bygones, eh? I know I've said a few harsh things, but only because I care. Water under bridge, eh? Time to look for it.
A quiet word, Ken.
Certainly, Donald. Here, you lot, get some of this down here. Come on. What is it, Dom?
As you know, Mr. Douglas, I'm a solicitor.
Yes?
Well, I thought you might like to know I've been looking into race relations legislation.
Oh, aye.
Harassment, abuse, incitement to racial hatred, that kind of thing.
Yes?
And it seems to me that some of the things you've been saying these past few weeks fall foul of those laws.
Rubbish. I've said nothing.
Oh, not publicly, perhaps. But there are individuals prepared to state that they heard you say some pretty unpleasant things.
Well, that's not proof. That's their word against mine.
Maybe. But as someone once said, once the shite starts flying around, it's amazing how much of it sticks.
Hey?
And being a media personality, I don't have to tell you how many well-meaning left-wing liberals there are in the kind of organisations you work for.
But this is really...
Well, they might tolerate bluff, outspoken Ken, but not the garbage you've been spouting.
But, look, Donald, can't we forget all that? Look to the future.
Oh, I am doing. A good start would be your resignation from the cricket committee.
You what?
Pressure of media commitments would be a good reason.
I'll get you for this.
Oh, no, you won't. You've had your day, Ken. Now I suggest you clear off and let us get on with the celebrations.
Is this a private party, or can anyone join in?
Say hi.
You let me know if lots of men are about to tear their clothes off and leap into the shower, don't you?
So you don't miss anything.
Is there much to miss? You know, I hate to admit this, but I almost enjoyed today's game.
Well, steady on, Kate.
And you were marvellous, Wesley.
Thanks.
And I don't just mean your innings, I mean the fact that you played at all.
Yes, well, like Mike said, it's just a game of cricket, isn't it? You'll not get him confessing to heroism, Kate.
All the same, you are one.
And I'll second that.
Jack, I didn't know you were here.
Of course I'm here. I want to miss the day for anything.
But what about all the excitement? It can't be good for you, surely.
Game over, you sound just like Marjorie. I mean to say, do I look as if I'm about to pop my clogs?
No.
If you must know, I can't remember when I felt better. Roll on, Lords, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, I reckon I might just even persuade Marjorie to come with me.
Oh, I think you'll have to throw in more than a day's cricket.
Oh, I'll think of something, don't you worry. And as for you, young Wasson...
Yes?
It was a privilege to watch you today.
Thank you.
No, it should be me who's thanking you. Won't have blamed you if you'd taken your bat home. But you didn't. And I'm grateful. As far as I'm concerned, you can play for this club just as long as you like. If anybody wants to get rid of you, it'll be over my dead body.
Well, steady on, Jack. It nearly was.
You are?
So it were.
So what's lined up for tomorrow? More net practice?
As a matter of fact, no.
What? You're not going soft, are you?
No, but I think the team deserves a day off, don't you?
I'll take your word for it.
And more important, so do you.
Me?
Yes. You've put up with a lot these past couple of months.
Have you heard me complaining?
Yes. And I don't blame you. So I thought if it's a nice day tomorrow, we could drive somewhere. To the coast, maybe. Have a day out. What do you say?
Well, actually, I did have other plans.
What plans?
I was going to look for a job.
Kate? I don't get it.
Since we're going to be staying for a while, then I think I'd better find something useful to do. Don't you?
Yes, if that's what you want. If you don't mind staying.
I don't mind. You've started something new, and I don't just mean being captain. Maybe there's something I can do to help.
You're wonderful, Kate. Do you know that?
I need constant reminders.
I'll do my best.
Good.
And I understand if you don't want to go out tomorrow.
Oh, I think I can put my job hunting off for one day.
Great.
But what will we do if it rains?
Well, if it rains during a cricket match, we play cards and watch horse racing on the telly.
I think we can come up with a more interesting alternative, don't you?
Yeah.
In Blackboard by Chris Thompson, Dale Rapley played Mike Ramsden and Stephen Thorne, Ken Douglas. Malcolm Hendon was the club chairman and Anne Rye, Marjorie, his wife. Catherine Hunt played Kent, Tarek Alibi was Swim, and Russell Dixon, Ronald Gladwin. Robin Polley was Early Walton. Blackboard was produced in Manchester by Tony Cliff.